Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 71 degrees. The U.S. has seen nearly 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. That from Johns Hopkins University, which is reporting over 130,000 people in the country have died from the disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says he's concerned about new case numbers reported over the past week.
The European Union as an entity, it went up and then came down to baseline. Now they're having little blips, as you might expect, as they try to reopen. We went up, never came down to baseline, and now is surging back up. So it's a serious situation that we have to address immediately.
Several days last week saw new cases in the U.S. topping 50,000. Fauci says vaccine trials will start in the U.S. late next month. With rising numbers of coronavirus cases in Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly is reminding residents to wear a mask.
At her Monday news briefing, the governor says the new cases are coming from places like restaurants and bars.
There are no clusters at this time connected to barbershops, nail salons, or any other close contact service. That is not a coincidence. It is more proof that masks and hygienic business practices do indeed work.
The governor recommends that people limit gatherings to no more than 45 people, but county governments get to have the final say. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita's new mandatory mask ordinance now in effect, where social distancing is not possible. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News violators may be fined, and he knows the ordinance is not popular with some citizens.
And this isn't about politics. This is about stopping the spread of this pandemic and trying to get back to normal. So this was kind of our last-ditch effort to avoid another shutdown. You know, Wichita paid a huge price economically and really socially for the first shutdown.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS.
Wichita hospitals reported a spike in fireworks-related injuries during the weekend. Via Christi treated 14 people, including 10 children. Wesley treated 23 patients, many of the injured caused by Roman candles, mortar shells, homemade fireworks, and the new handheld smoke stick that malfunctioned and shot out the back. America is mourning the death of six children during the 4th of July weekend. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
Six children who were shot and killed across the country over the holiday weekend were doing things like riding in mom's car, playing games in a yard, walking in a mall. 11-year-old Devon McNeil jumped out of his mom's car in Washington, D.C. to grab a phone charger from his aunt when a group of men opened fire, hitting Devon in the head. The 11-year-old and his mom, Crystal McNeil, had just come from a cookout where mom was working to settle disputes between rival hardened criminals. 8-year-old Royda DeMarco Giles was walking in an Alabama mall when she was caught in the crossfire of a gun battle. 7-year-old Natalia Wallace was shot while playing in a yard of a South Chicago home. And 8-year-old Sequoria Turner was sitting in a car with her mom in Atlanta when she was shot and killed.
And 47 people were shot, 16 dead in Chicago this past weekend.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning here in the Wichita area, the traffic volumes have started to pick up just a little bit. I'm not seeing it slowing anything down too badly right now. Seeing some fairly heavy traffic near 25th Street North on I-235, but doesn't appear to be slowing anything down in that area. And the gasoline prices still unsettled out there. I'm seeing a high price of $1.93 to $1.95 a gallon, and an average price right around $1.86 a gallon. Traffic update. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky across south central Kansas, it is warm and humid, and we will be mostly sunny today with temperatures in the upper 80s around lunchtime, 93 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, Charlotte 72, then breezy and heating up a bit more tomorrow, Wednesday's high 94, with a chance of a thunderstorm by Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees. We have a south wind at just 6 miles per hour. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 6:11 now, Steve and Ted on this Tuesday morning, July 7th, 2020, a partly cloudy day with spotty showers and storms across south central Kansas. Monday, we had a severe thunderstorm warning for western Sedgwick County Monday afternoon.
We did?
Yeah, it didn't amount to much, but it just stayed out there, Ted, didn't even move toward town, so we didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. Wichita was never in the crosshairs. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 93, normal high 92. On this date in 1865, four people were hanged in Washington, D.C. for conspiring with John Wilkes Booth to assassinate President Abraham Lincoln. Lewis Powell, a.k.a. Lewis Payne, David Herold, George Atzerodt, and Mary Surratt, the first woman to be executed by the federal government. I think Mary Surratt's crime was she let them have meetings in her,
boarding house.
An auto museum in Illinois says cancel culture will not doom General Lee. The general in this case isn't the ex-Confederate Army leader, but the famed Dodge Charger from the old Dukes of Hazzard TV show. Cars on display at the Volo Auto Museum in Illinois, about 50 miles from Chicago. And museum director Brian Grams vows the car will stay despite having the Confederate flag painted on it. Statues of Confederate generals and soldiers are being taken down across the country. NASCAR has banned the flag from its races. The Confederate emblem has been dropped from the Mississippi state flag, but Graham says the General Lee is part of history and people love it. Now that car, the doors didn't open on it, right? Is that the way race cars are?
Did they?
I don't think.
Or did the Dukes boys just choose to crawl in through the window? I think the doors worked, though, didn't they?
I don't know.
No, they were welded shut.
They were welded shut?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that would have been a...
I didn't know the answer to that.
Did Daisy Duke ever crawl in through
Thank
that window?
Thank God you know this, Jad.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, what if Daisy or Uncle Jesse had to get in the car?
She drove a Jeep.
Yeah.
Daisy had a Jeep.
Okay, Uncle Jesse just traveled with her when he had the good.
Yeah. All right. I guess when she did crawl into the General Lee, she was very discreet about how she did it, so as not to arouse the camera crew. 6:13 now, Stephen Head here on KNS. I didn't watch that show. I watched about 30 seconds of it one time.
It was the number one rated show in America.
I know. It was too
and
dumb.
You were not on board.
It was too dumb even for me. But I guess I was a snob. I just didn't think it was very funny. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things I don't think are funny. The other people think are hilarious. That one of them is Dukes of Hazzard. A white woman who called the police during a video dispute with a black man over her walking her dog without a leash in Central Park has been charged with filing a false police report. In May, Amy Cooper drew widespread condemnation and was fired from her job after frantically calling 911 to claim she was being threatened by an African-American man. Birdwatcher Christian Cooper. On the video, he recorded the woman. He sounds calm and appears to keep a safe distance from her. District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. said in a statement yesterday that his office had charged Amy Cooper with falsely reporting the confrontation, a misdemeanor that carries a maximum penalty of a year behind bars. She probably won't serve it. And she may not even be convicted, but it was just a bird watcher, and she got into a panic, I guess, over walking a dog in the park. Wow. The things people get upset about, Ted. Wow. Just the littlest things. Just get them going, I guess.
don't drink the tap water in Kingman County. That's from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. They've issued a do not drink order for Kingman and Rural Water District Number 1 after secondary water sources known to be high in nitrate have been activated in order to meet water usage demands. And so it'll give you further notice on that. But if you're in Kingman County, Kingman City of Kingman, and that water district, you're not supposed to be drinking the tap water.
Wow. Something a lot of us don't think about.
We don't.
We don't think about the fact that you just open the tap and there's your water.
There it is.
Until they tell you something's wrong. Can't have it. Oh, no.
As far as I'm concerned, Wichita has great water. I saw a piece over the weekend. 60 Minutes was doing some pieces they'd done months before, and they did one on Flint, Michigan. Wow. I haven't followed that story very closely, but they went back and looked at some of the water that was coming out of the taps at some times. It looked like water out of the Arkansas.
Yeah, that might as well have been Three Mile Island. That was just a meltdown.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And the reason they think it took so long to get things going, and I don't even know if they got it remedied yet, is because it was largely, a lot of the people in that district, water district, happened to be African-American people, and they didn't have a whole lot of political clout. And that's all there was to it, that they finally had to get it corrected. I'm not sure they've got it corrected yet. That you're right. Something we take for granted.
Yep, we just take for granted that water is safe and that it's going to be there.
Kind of pointing this out for several years because one of my brothers was living in the Southwest, New Mexico, when he died, and my older brother Don was in San Francisco. He was conserving water like crazy when he was alive, way back in the 80s and 90s, and he said, this is the future. Water is going to be very, very valuable. And city officials that I've talked to over the years, yes, they say water is very important. So we got this new treatment plant coming up in the northwest part of Wichita, which should help us a lot, although they've done okay with aging pipes in this town and treatment plants. But
yeah, when you're in that situation, you're just buying time.
Wow.
You better have something that works.
Our best to folks in Kingman County. Buy some bottled water, I guess, and do your best. And again, the KDHE is going to come out with a release when everything's safe and sound. So there you go. Coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted.
Are we going to ignore the elephant in the room?
Which one?
This unbelievably fancy pastry that you've got sitting here.
Oh, that's a quick trip. But yeah, it's a cream cheese, strawberry cream cheese.
It's pretty fancy.
Cupcake, right? Yeah, I get one of those every now and then. You just don't see me.
It's all pink and there's sugar on top. And there's cream cheese in there?
Oh, yeah, right in the middle.
Oh, man.
That's what I like.
You are
cream cheese.
Living large here on a Tuesday.
Oh, come on.
What?
I get those whenever I get you your chocolate.
I've never seen you eat one of these.
That's because I eat them before you get them.
Yeah, it's usually gone before now.
I don't want you looking at it and like you're doing right now.
Apparently, yeah.
Would you like me to get you one tomorrow?
No.
Come on.
I'm good. No.
You're okay with the chocolate?
Yes.
Oh.
That's just it's quite a sight there.
I hate to have these spats on the air, but it's good. I heat it up a little bit, put it in the micro for about 10 seconds. I'm living large. Nice, fresh coffee from Prairie Fire.
Oh, you are, yeah.
What could be better on a Tuesday morning in July with a pandemic? 6:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. I'm going to guess and say you may talk someplace in this sportscast about the biggest football contract ever in the world. Maybe.
You can even leave off the word football.
Does it go to all sports, too?
Yeah. Wow. Of course, Kansas City quarterback, Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, already a very wealthy man. Well, now he's going to be
wealthier.
A very, very, very wealthy man as the Super Bowl MVP has inked a new contract.
According to reports, Patrick Mahomes is set to sign a 10-year extension with the Kansas City Chiefs worth $450 million, a deal that would make him the highest-paid player in the NFL and give him the largest contract in American professional sports. The reigning Super Bowl MVP, coming off leading the Chiefs to their first championship in 5 decades and becoming the first quarterback in NFL history to win MVP of the league and Super Bowl before turning 25. Mahomes has just 2 years left on his current deal with Kansas City, set to make just north of $27.5 million for these upcoming seasons before that 10-year extension kicks in. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
So if they get paid every 2 weeks, Ted, and of course he's going to take out a little money for his 401k and taxes and whatnot. What do you think? And health insurance. What do you think his take home is every week? We got to get somebody on that. Maybe Chad can figure it. Oh, Don Grant. No, he's not here today. So
it shouldn't take too long to figure that out. Do a little math. Here's the math Chiefs fans want to know. Right. He's under contract for the next 12 years with the Kansas City Chiefs through the end of the 2031 season.
Well,
$500 million contract.
Right.
He is 24 years old. And he's the highest paid athlete in the world now.
See, what was I making when I was 24?
Got a no-trade contract in there, too.
I don't know. I might have been making 18.
Not much.
20 grand, maybe.
None of us were. Yeah, me too. He may be making that per day.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
He may be making that per snap.
Activists have been calling for the Washington Redskins to change their name for years. Yep. Why might this time be different?
Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder once promised never to cave to political pressure to ditch the term Redskins in his team's name. But today, things are different. Rebranding the Washington team might not come down to politics, but dollars and cents. But the cost of not doing anything could be even greater if the team's corporate sponsors walk away, like PepsiCo, Bank of America, Nike, and FedEx, who all support the name change after facing pressure from investment firms and shareholders. The controversy has team ownership shaken up. The Washington Post reports that three minority owners, including FedEx CEO Fred Smith, are looking to sell their stakes in the NFL franchise. Redskins coach Ron Rivera says the team could head into the 2020 season with a new name.
That's Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn with that report from Landover, Maryland.
The shareholders get involved, and all of a sudden those CEOs, whoa, what do we do?
She's talking about companies like Pepsi and FedEx wanting change. And
you bet.
Money talks. And the Kansas City Royals have their new schedule for the Major League Baseball season. It will open up in 2.5 weeks. The Royals will open up the season on Friday, July 24th. They'll spend the first week on the road. The home opener will be Friday, July 31st against the Chicago White Sox in Kauffman Stadium. The Royals, like all teams, will set to play 60 games in 66 days. So we're 2.5 weeks out from that. And you can hear all the Royals games, of course, on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM. 97.5 FM. We're getting close. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What age is it okay for a kid to start working out? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.